This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into our Friday edition of Sports Talk. Getting ready for preseason game number 2. Sunday, the Saints battling the Jacksonville Jaguars in the Caesars Superdome. First home game of the season, folks. Game day will start 8 a.m. First take, me and Jeff Nowak. Time to check in from your tailgate party, folks. If you go into the game, stop by, say who dat with the cannon at 10 a.m. You can meet up with Bobby Yaber and myself for the countdown, the kickoff inside the dome. We're at the Loge level, Gate B atrium, presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. Then at noon, turn down those TVs and turn up WWL Saints Radio. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas with Jeff Nowak on the sideline. And after the game, sound off on the point after with the Cajun Cannon. Join us for 8-10 hours of wall-to-wall black and gold football. Saints versus Jaguars at Sunday on WWL and the Odyssey app. Well, you know, the preseason opener wasn't so successful for the Saints. There were some positives from it, but mostly, Charlie, the biggest thing for me was the lack of a run game. The offensive line just wasn't getting, opening up those lanes for whoever was at running back. And that also translated to not much time for either Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler either.
The interior offensive line specifically didn't look very good.
Yeah.
Cesar Ruiz got beat a couple times as a starter. You don't like to see that. Trevor Penning got injured, and then, you know, things kind of fell a little bit apart. But the tackle play was pretty good, though, Steve. At least, you know, the first-team reps that you saw from – and limited first-team reps for not just Kelvin Banks at left tackle, who had about 20 reps, and right tackle, Taliese Fuaga, had even a little bit less than that. So – but both guys got some decent run early on. I was pleased with the tackle play. The interior of the offensive line definitely needs some work, though, because, like you said, they weren't creating many holes in the run game. Kellen talked about that earlier this week. Just like, we got to be better. We got to figure out the run game ahead of the start of the regular season. That's what the preseason's here for. You got to start getting some confidence up front and moving some defensive linemen off the ball. And against the Jaguars, specifically this upcoming week, you're probably going to be facing a few former LSU Tigers there.
Yes, sir.
With Mason Smith and Jordan Jefferson at defensive tackle for the Jags. So that should be a lot of fun.
Looking at yesterday, the Saints wrapped up their California portion of training camp with that joint workout against the LA Rams. Our guys, Deuce McAllister, Bobby Hebert, Jeff Nowak, were all in attendance. Here's a little bit of their post-joint practice recap that we're going to play for you right now here on WWL.
Saints just held joint practices with the Rams. A busy day, a lot of reps. They got a lot of work in today. We split it up. Deuce watched the offense. Bobby watched the defense. Actually, I think you got a little bit of both. So, you know, what were your kind of takeaways from the offense? There were some fits and starts, a nice drive to close out the day. But what were your takeaways?
Yeah, I kind of cheated. I got in the middle of the field, and you go all the way to the end so you can see kind of both sides, and you're just hoping one starts a little bit before the other one. And I don't care who really the head coach has been here when we've had the opportunity to do joint practices. The Saints offense, they move. Saints offense, you know, over the last years, they've always been a tad quicker. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to execute, but they've always been a tad quicker. And so I thought it was some good work. You know, it got a little chippy there between both sides, but, you know, no fights there. We've got to get physical in certain areas. You see the speed from the receivers. I think Rashid had a touchdown on a deep ball. Tipton had a touchdown on an over out. I really like what you have with Cooks. He caught a dig, and then Olave had some nice routes where he made some catches. What I was probably frustrated with the most was the run game. Offensively, it took them too many periods to get going. Yeah. You had some. Now Alvin had a run or two. Cam Akers, you know, Kendre had a run or two, but it took them too long to really get some room running the ball. And so that's something that we've got to continue to monitor. And also, you know, coming into it, the development of tackle six, guards, you know, seven, offensive linemen six, seven, or eight will be critical for this team. I mean, because I think if you can't develop those guys, if you get any bumps and bruises up front, and right now we're suffering one with Trevor not being available, it's going to be an issue. Defensively, and I'll let kind of Bobby comment on it, I was pleased to see Chase Young have the day he had. There was a series. He had three sacks. Yep. He had a sack every play. And I'm talking about, yeah, you don't touch the quarterback, but the quarterback may have thrown it and it was a completion down the field. But he looked really, really good. DeMario was all over the field. And Bobby, I don't want to steal it all. I was about to say Blackman. The defense had three interceptions.
Yeah.
You know, and so the defense held their own. It's always tough when you talk about run game. If a guy is close, is he actually going to tackle him? Because they weren't coming to the ground for the most part. But defensively, I thought that they made some plays. You know, Gotchow had he basically blew by the run stuff that he blew by. Isaiah Stallworth had a couple of plays where he's just like, I had to check and just, I mean, he flashed. So I thought it was really, really good work.
Bobby, you know, who were your standouts today? Like you said, there were some interceptions, a lot of pressure.
And then we dropped two picks. So we're going to have five. I can tell you what, Jimmy G needs to retire. But I don't think he's to retire because they're paying him $10 million.
Yeah, that's a good reason
But Bennett is the better quarterback. They don't have Matthew Stafford. I'm telling you, the Rams ain't winning anything, in my opinion. Our one's defense was kicking their butt. The only thing that moved the ball then was 2 minutes. I'd say they had the edge on us in their two-minute offense. But all the other periods, no, not all twos. At times, they got gashed a couple of times, but I liked the fire and the spirit they were playing. So I think overall, I guess just from what I heard on the other field, I think both defenses, especially looking at the ones, had the edge over the opponent. Now, we're looking for number two quarterback, running back behind Alvin Kamara. Well, I can tell you, they had a backup running back who's backing up the boy from Notre Dame. Hunter. Jarquez Hunter, the rookie. I think he drafted fourth round out of Auburn. He hit it and get it. Now, I don't know, like, did you make the tackle or did you miss? But after one guy, he was gone. It would have been like two big-time runs. And so I was impressed with him. That's what you want to see from our backup running backs, to have those kind of explosive runs. But now you got to give them a place to run with the offensive line. But overall, I was very pleased with the defense. They played with a lot of passion. Like, for instance, Jimmy G started off, he was like 0-for-5 passing. And then they got a low rhythm with Davante Adams. I could see, you know, how they would game plan. Okay, maybe your players better than ours and trying to look for your weakness. And as good as Kool-Aid's been practicing, I could see them going after Kool-Aid with Davante Adams. Because you've seen three or four catches, and not necessarily like bombs, or they like an 8-yard completion, 12, those type plays. And then you could see a screenplay with Puka Nacua, you know, running those plays. But I thought I was very pleased with the defense, you know, the one practice against them. And like I said, I thought just from observing, seemed like both defenses probably had the edge. And I'm counting on the guys that you're counting on to play. DeMario Davis was flying all around. Look at Chase Young, the three sacks. He had three PBUs, pass breakups. So, guys, household names that you know, and Blackman. I mean, out there, I think Blackman, I'm thinking, how in the hell he was on this street?
Right.
They say, like,
right.
When Honey Badger retired, we just got him. I go, he looks like the best safety on both fields.
They wanted him even before Honey Badger retired. Oh. There was a chance he ended up here regardless.
Yeah, because I was like, say, whoa. I mean, nothing against Reed. Nothing against Reed. But to me, Blackman, Flaymaker is on a different level.
It's a good tandem.
I'm just keeping it real.
It's a good tandem. You know, one other question. Juwan Johnson, I think, he dealt with an injury early in camp. I think it was a little slow going for him. I had him with 6 catches today. He had a really nice grab to set up what would have been a game-winning field goal in this scenario. You know, I just think it seems to me like one of the factors in this quarterback battle is going to be whoever uses that tight end position the best, because, you know, you don't have a big-bodied receiver. He is that big-bodied receiver. What did you see from Juwan, and what do you want to see from Juwan going forward?
Stay healthy, because he's a difference maker. I mean, I agree with you 100%. Saints offensively, when they couldn't run the ball, they went to Juwan early, and every time he got open, every time he got open, and they couldn't guard him. They could not guard him, you know, and so anything underneath probably 10 to 12 yards, he worked, and he got the ball every time. I mean, there was one catch on the sideline he made, and it was just like, you know, they were over there talking, but they hushed really quick because it looked like he wasn't going to be able to make it, but he was able to make it, and so if he can stay healthy, he gives the Saints a little bit different body because, like you said, from a big receiver, we don't really have it outside of Wilson. I mean, and so he can fill that void easily.
Nathan Shepard, I thought, like, playing the run, he was impressive. Whoever's in front of him, he was whooping, and that's what it's going to take to make the team. And like again, I was impressed with Nathan Shepard. Chris Rump talking a lot of smack, you know, backing up. And so, I mean, a lot of playing – Coach Staley, you know, he had a few choice words of standing by him, and he was getting the defense fired up, and they were responding to him. Now we got to be the tone setter. We setting the tone. So I was impressed with our defense in this one practice against the Rams.
Thanks to Deuce, Bobby, and Jeff for their post-practice recap there in California. Be making their way back. I know the guys, our guys, arrive later this evening. The Saints, I'm not sure their schedule, if they're back in Louisiana yet, but with the practice recap we just heard, Charlie, on the defensive side of the ball, love hearing the rave reviews about Chase Young being a menace, and then also Juwan Johnson on the offensive side of the ball. Didn't seem like the Rams had an answer for him.
Chase Young specifically, that's great to hear, because, you know, the Rams, and look, I know that they didn't have Matt Stafford going. Matt Stafford, one of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL, and Bobby criticized
Jimmy G.
Quite a bit there. But good to hear that Chase Young was getting after the quarterback. That's awesome stuff. What I didn't like was what we were hearing, and maybe it's even expected, because, Steve, that Rams defensive front is loaded.
Nightmare, yeah.
Loaded with talent between Jared Verse and
without
Brady
Aaron
Fisk.
Donald.
Yeah, Puna Ford, who they brought in as well as a big space-eating nose tackle. But Kobe Turner, like Byron Young, all these guys are just ballers on that defensive front for the Rams. They have just a boatload of guys that can ruin your day. And it sounds like the Saints offensive line had their issues. Granted, once again, that is one of the premier defensive lines in the entire NFL. So you kind of anticipated maybe the Saints offensive line was going to have some issues. Now, when they meet up in the regular season, the Saints offensive line can stay healthy. I think that would be a lot more fun to keep an eye on as far as a meaningful football game, all the talent on the Saints offensive line versus all the talent on the Rams defensive front. But via, you know, Deuce talking about trying to create holes for the running backs, it didn't sound like the Saints were very successful, at least early on in yesterday's practice, joint practice workout with the Rams.
That was a problem in preseason game number one too, Charlie, so that's definitely a concerning.
I think it will be a little bit easier against the Jaguars in this second preseason matchup, maybe, than it was against the Rams, specifically the Rams, because once again, that defensive line is just disgusting.
Although, man, Saquon Barkley gashed the Rams in the playoffs.
He did, and you know, that's the Rams offensive line, or that's the Eagles offensive line. And that's what Mike has always talked about, like bringing Kellen Moore over. It's just like, man, I wish we could bring over the Eagles offensive line and Saquon Barkley too. That's the best of the best versus the best of the best in the Rams.
Can we at least have their guards?
Yeah. I mean, we got, it seems like the Saints have a good pair of tackles here for the future,
right?
But definitely the interior of the offensive line, at least early on. Granted, we haven't seen Eric McCoy in any kind of game action.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him.
I'm not worried about McCoy at all. And I think maybe with McCoy in there, Ruiz is going to be a little bit better. But that left guard spot with Trevor Penning going down in the first preseason game instantly becomes the spot to worry about for Saints fans. And we'll see who ends up getting reps at left guard in the second preseason game. And then moving forward ahead of the regular season, who's actually going to be in that role with Trevor Penning expecting to miss the start of the regular season.
We're going to break down what the Saints might be worried about in Sunday's matchup against the Jacksonville Jaguars, taking the break and come back with Mike DiRocco, ESPN Jaguars reporter, filling us in all thing Jacksonville. So stay tuned right after this on WWN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Getting ready for Saints preseason game number 2 on Sunday. It's going to be a noon kickoff in the Caesars Superdome. Black and gold hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars, helping us break down the Jags side of things. Mike DiRocco, ESPN Jaguars reporter, now joining us here on WWL. Thanks so much for the time, Mike. How you been doing?
I've been well. How about you guys?
Doing great. Looking forward to this matchup. Two brand new head coaches dueling in a preseason matchup. What have you seen out of Liam Coombs so far, the new era taking over in Jacksonville over there?
I've seen an offense that looks markedly different than what we've seen the last 3 years. There's a lot more pre-snap motion. There's a lot more misdirection, especially in the run game. And, you know, there's an emphasis on getting that ball out of Trevor Lawrence's hands pretty quickly. If you saw what the Bucs did last year and the kind of season that Baker Mayfield had, you know, that's kind of what everyone here in Jacksonville is hoping that they can get from Liam Coombs out of Trevor Lawrence. That obviously remains to be seen. But this looks like a much more, I don't want to use the word modern, but certainly a more
evolved.
Yeah, that's a better term. Thank you. And I work with words, and I couldn't come up with one. So,
well, I feel like we're going through the same thing here almost with you know,
Kellen
Moore running the helm.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of have to evolve, because if you don't, you stagnate. And, you know, Doug Peterson was kind of running the same stuff he was running in 17 when he won the Super Bowl. And, you know, it just wasn't working. Now, they were not able to run the ball for a variety of issues last year, but it looks like that they've done some decent work in terms of rebuilding the interior of that offensive line, and they may be able to run the ball. And obviously, as everybody knows, if you can run it a little bit, that opens everything up.
Mike, I'll ask you about the running back position in just a little bit, but I wanted to start because you brought up the run game. That's been a hot topic for the Saints, really, because who's going to be the RB2 behind Alvin Kamara? That's a battle that has been wide open. I want to ask you specifically about the Jags' run defense. A couple of interior defensive linemen that people down here are familiar with, former LSU guys in Mason Smith and Jordan Jefferson. So I want to ask you about them and then also the Jags' run defense as a whole.
Yeah, Mason Smith, they have high expectations for, and he was having a fantastic offseason by all accounts. People I've talked to were raving about him in the spring. And then he ends up with a calf injury on the conditioning test, and he just came off PUP yesterday. But he's got a ways to go to kind of get back into football shape. But, you know, the good news is there's still, what, three weeks before the season opener. But they expect a lot of big things out of him, especially, you know, in the middle pairing next to Eric Armstead, who is slowly working his way back in. But those two are the key to that run defense. They really struggled interiorly last year, you know, not only in the run game, but trying to generate some pass rush from the, you know, inside of Trayvon Walker and Josh Hines-Allen. And they think those two guys specifically can really kind of boost them there. But, you know, there's not much solid depth behind those guys at all. And that's going to be a problem if those guys aren't ready to really go when the season starts. You know, Eric Armstead's dealing with a back injury, you know, and we all know how finicky those things can be. But if those two guys are able to play and Mason Smith continues the development that he showed in the spring, then he can be, you know, one of their better defensive players for sure.
You know, Mike, I wanted to ask you, as I had mentioned earlier, about the Jaguars running back competition, because just like the Saints, it feels like Jacksonville's got a pretty heated competition here. Obviously, Travis Etienne had a little bit of a down year this past season, but then, you know, you got Tank Bigsby behind him entering his third year at the NFL level, and then the rookie, Bashaul Tuten, who is just, by all accounts, explosive gets, and you've been hearing some great reviews from him from camp as well. Just want to get your thoughts on, you know, the Jaguars running back competition and who you're really anticipating to get a load of the reps come Sunday's game.
I'm not sure who's getting the load of the reps, to be honest with you, because they're not sure how many of the starters they're going to play or if they're going to play any of the starters, because they've got a variety of injuries going on, especially on that offensive line. But if they do play the starters, I still think, you know, Travis Etienne should be the number one, and 1A will be Tank Bigsby. Etienne has had a really, really good camp. Certainly way more involved in the passing game, a much better receiver out of the backfield than Tank Bigsby. Bigsby is, you know, still struggling with some pass protection issues, and he's not that great as a receiver. And, you know, it's a little bit of a tell when he's in there that, you know, he's probably going to be carrying the ball or they're going to be running the ball because of those deficiencies. Liam Cohen talked about that today and how that's got to be a big priority for Bigsby going forward the rest of camp. You know, Tuten is flashed without question, and he has got the speed. And there have been some plays where he's gotten the edge and he's been gone. And that's what they didn't have out of the backs the last couple of years. Not a lot of big plays. You know, the guy that probably will make more of an impact than anybody thinks is LaQuinn Allen, who is the seventh round or sixth round pick, I believe. He is a phenomenal pass protector. And what has been a real surprise has been how physical he's been. And he has gotten into one really good fight and two or three other shoving matches with some of these veteran defensive players. So they love that physicality and love that attitude. But, you know, it's going to be Travis Etienne's show, I believe, when the season starts. You know, we'll see how it plays out the rest of the year, but it's going to be a by-committee approach. So if you're thinking fantasy, I don't know that I'd touch any of those Jaguar backs until much, much later in the draft.
talking to Mike DiRocco, ESPN Jaguars reporter, and reading your piece about Travis Hunter may sit against the Saints. Don't like to hear that. Unfortunately, we're definitely looking forward to seeing him, but dealing with an upper body injury is what's being described right now. What have been the, so far, the takes on Travis Hunter, how he's been doing at practice at least?
That offense functions at a little bit higher level when he's in there.
I got you.
Now he's got some, he's still got to learn some routes and he's got to learn, some adjustments here and there. I mean, as you would expect any rookie receiver to deal with, but with the ball in his hands, he's electric, and that gives them somebody on the other side of Brian Thomas Jr. that should open things up for him. So when he's not on the field, even with the great camp that Parker Washington has had, probably the most impressive camp out of all the receivers, it's just different when he's on the field. There's more of a threat with him there, and they get him the ball in a variety of ways. They'll give it to him on a screen. They'll throw it to him short. They've thrown it to him deep a couple of times. Defensively, I was standing with the former NFL linebackers coach at practice the other day, and they came up with a bunch formation. Travis was on defense along with Jarian Jones, and then there was a nickelback there as well. So there were three receivers bunched right there, and they all released. There's obviously the attempt to disguise where they're going and get guys lost, and the linebackers coach was raving at how good the communication was between those three and how quickly Hunter recognized there was a bunch, there was going to be an issue, and how quickly he was able to elude, the traffic and stick with his man, had great coverage, and ended up forcing an incompletion in the end zone that he just wasn't open, and quarterback tried to throw it up there, and the ball was incomplete. So, it's that kind of stuff, the mental part of the game, that we don't really get a chance to see very much, in camp, just because, I'm not a coach, and I'm not sure what their coverages are. But standing there with that former NFL linebackers coach who's been around the team for a little bit, he was really impressed. He couldn't stop raving about how smart Travis Hunter is defensively. And obviously, the physical tools are unbelievable there. He's got great body control, good ball skills, can run all day. They've split his reps almost 50-50 in 11-on-11 between offense and defense. So that kind of gives us all an idea about just – maybe the way that they're going to be using him.
Mike, we kind of talked about it, both New Orleans and Jacksonville ushering in new eras under these young, brilliant offensive minds. In Jacksonville, it's Liam Cohen as head coach. In New Orleans, it's Kellen Moore as head coach. But also a first-time DC in Jacksonville as well with Anthony Campanelli. I just want to get your thoughts on what you've been hearing from him. I know that he had spent some time in Green Bay, and this is his first stint as defensive coordinator at the NFL level. So just kind of early reviews from Campanelli, and then also what you've seen at practice from the Jaguars' new-look defense.
The guys really like him. I know that. He's a fiery guy, and he's an energetic guy. And let's be honest, those guys hated Ryan Nielsen,
yeah.
From last season. They just did not like him. And it was evident in the way they played, and they really have sort of gravitated towards Campanile. He's that New Jersey Italian guy. He's got the whole thing going on there, so they all love him. Now, Liam Cohen called him out a little bit after the first preseason game. The starters played first series against the Steelers. Steelers backups led by Mason Rudolph just kind of drove right down the field, had no problem, scored a touchdown. There was a 3rd-and-2 play, and they were playing off coverage, 7, 8, 9 yards. And after the game, Liam Cohen's like, we got to play tighter on that. I don't understand why we weren't playing tighter coverage there. And he's like, when you play a lot of man, which is what the Jags did last year, and then you kind of switch to zone, you probably go a little bit further, the other direction. He's like, but we've got to be tighter on that kind of stuff. So there's some issues where, there's going to be an adjustment for all of them. It's a brand new defense, a guy calling a defense for the first time. And, they've got injuries, like I said, in the interior of the defensive line. They do have a lot of talent in the secondary. Their linebackers are okay, nothing special. So it's going to take a little bit of an adjustment period for all that to kind of gel together. But if those guys, like I said before, in the middle of the defensive line can play well and be healthy all year, then I think we'll see strides from this unit from last season.
Mike, if you had to say there's that one concern or that weakness that the Jaguars have going into this year, what stands out to you as the biggest problem for them?
Uh, other than Trevor Lawrence proving he can stay healthy,
which
he hasn't done the last 2 years, I would say it's the concern about the run defense, because that's how it bled into everything last year. They could not stop the run. And when that it's harder to play defense and it's harder to get turnovers when you're always facing second and three, you know what I mean? Or third and one. I mean, this team took the ball away just 9 times last year, league low. It's just embarrassing how bad their turnover ratio was. So, and they all offseason all talked about, hey, look, we have to be better against the run defensively. If we're not, it's going to be hard to be any better than we were last year. So that's my main concern, obviously, mainly because those two guys are hurt and they really didn't do much to address the interior of the defensive line, either in free agency or the draft. So those guys have got to step it up.
You know, before we let you run, the Trent Baalke, you could say a lot of things about how his GM tenure went with Jacksonville, but the one last present he seemingly gave to Jaguars fans is another one that people down here are very familiar with, and that's Brian Thomas Jr. I saw him get popped in the preseason opener. I don't expect that we're going to see him again for the rest of the preseason because he is that good, but just kind of general expectations for him entering year two after a real breakout rookie campaign with the Jaguars.
Yeah, you know, look, I think people around here are expecting a 1,200-yard, you know, 8, 9, 10 touchdown season for the kid, and there's no reason not to expect that. It's interesting because at the beginning of camp last year, he had some trouble catching the ball, and he just didn't look comfortable. And we were standing around, those of us, some of us in the meeting, we were like, I don't know about this kid. So then he makes that one play in the opener against Miami and then goes off, and we're like, okay, that kid's the real deal. He's not had a good camp this year. He has just been unable to hook up with Trevor Lawrence in this 7-on-7 and 11-on-11s. There's just been overthrows. He's had a bunch of drops. His frustration has kind of leaked through a little bit, slamming the helmet down, kicking a football. So, you know, there's a little bit of concern among some Jags fans, but I'm like, this just reminds me of what he went through at the beginning of last year. He might just be one of those guys where it's, hey, when the lights are on, he's a big-time player. And you can live with that if you know you're going to get that. You know, last year he really shined in the joint practices with the Bucs, and that's when we kind of thought, okay, they may have something here. And I think if he gets, you know, in the game against the Steelers, yeah, he got popped. You know, but otherwise, you know, throw was right there. He got his hands on it. You know, I think if he does play in the preseason, and like you said, I'm not sure if he does, you'll see a significantly better Brian Thomas than what people have probably seen here in camp.
Mike, has Jacksonville revealed any of their plans for this Sunday's preseason game? Like, will we see Trevor Lawrence or any of the other starters out there?
There's still a chance. I asked Liam Cohen that today. He said they've got to evaluate this because they do have two starting offensive linemen down.
Okay.
They've got 10 injured players, and 9 of them are either starters or key reserves that are hurt and won't play in this game on both sides of the ball. So, you know, Liam Cohen said, hey, look, we got to be sure if we throw Trevor out there or even the running backs out there that we've got guys up in front of them that can protect them. You know, they're dealing with some rookies that are sliding into the starting lineup here, you know, along the offensive line. So, you know, if some of those guys can heal up a little bit, you know, the plan was to play the starters, and I thought that they would play probably the full first quarter. But if they don't get healthy enough, then they may not play those guys. I'm not expecting the starters to play right now, but, you know, that could change.
Gotcha. Appreciate the time, Mike, and look forward to seeing you in the Superdome on Sunday.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike DiRocco, ESPN Jaguars reporter. You can follow him at ESPN DiRocco, DiRocco on Twitter. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll return right after this on...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
WWL. All you fishermen and hunters out there, make sure to tune into Don Dubuque early tomorrow morning here on WWL. Don's the outdoors guy, spent decades fishing and hunting the woods, swamps, marshes, and bayous of southeast Louisiana. Lucky guy. Catch Louisiana's great outdoor show at Don Dubuque tomorrow and every Saturday morning. That's 5 to 7 a.m. right here on WWL. Taking a break. Right back out to Sports Talk. We'll be right back with more after this on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk. We just talked about the Jaguars with Mike DiRocco, ESPN Jags reporter. And, yeah, Charlie, looking at that defense from a year ago, really struggled against the pass and even the run. Just overall not successful under Ryan Nielsen.
Yeah, there was a reason they were picking top five, and then they made that big splash trade to move up and get Travis Hunter with the number two overall pick. Ryan Nielsen, though, has had really kind of an interesting couple of years. I mean, he started out from 2017 through 2022, he was in New Orleans as either a defensive line coach or a co-defensive coordinator with Dennis Allen. And then he hops to the Falcons in 2023 to be a DC, hops to the Jaguars in 2024. And like Mike was saying, it didn't go well in Jacksonville. Now, Doug Peterson had a big role to play there. Obviously, as I mentioned, the GM Trent Baalke was kind of a disaster. But the defense did not like Ryan Nielsen, just like DiRocco was just saying.
Yeah.
Nielsen, he's kind of, and we were talking a little bit about this off air, Steve, that Nielsen's a little bit in the same vein of someone like DA, where they love their big defensive linemen. They like guys that are kind of the pocket crushers, the guys that will push an offensive tackle back into the pocket of a quarterback. That's not really, like, that's what they had with Trayvon Walker, the former number one overall pick, who's always been big at like 6'5", 275 pounds. That is Dennis Allen's dream. That is Ryan Nielsen's dream. And he had a really good season. But you think of someone like Josh Hines-Allen, right, who had 17 and a half sacks in 2023. And then with Ryan Nielsen, that number cratered all the way down to 8. And it's because he wasn't getting the most out of his players on the defensive line. He was trying to get the defensive line that Jacksonville had to adjust to what he liked to do, which once again is those big defensive linemen that will push offensive linemen right into the quarterback's face. And that's not, he just wasn't getting the best out of Jacksonville's defense, at least up front. Now, they also had issues in the secondary. Tyson Campbell was their only really good cover corner.
Most passing yards given up last year.
Not a good secondary, but also had issues with their pass rush. And they apparently, as Mike was saying, run defense issues. And then it all kind of comes together like, yeah, that's why this team was picking top five. And that's why Ryan Nielsen's gone. And he's now a senior defensive assistant in Buffalo.
Get more back into our Saints talk next hour. Our sound bank here from a bunch of players. First up, though, top of the hour news break. Be right back. More on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.